They toppled, Cray's maniacal strength crashing them both against the great window, which shattered like spring ice. They fell. Ray's rain followed them, and Donna A's scream, despairing as a siren, out into the void of laughter and chandelier light over the flesh pit four stories below. Screams multiplied like thunder, the shattering too. Couches and banquet tables toppling as the guests below scattered like pigeons from the tumbling shards. Sniper caught them. With a swimmer's form and fencer's aim, Sniper dove under the pair and padded the Duke's head and fragile shoulders with its chest. The three lay supine together on the flesh pit floor.
Oh, are you all right, Member President?
Sniper?
The Duke kicked Cray's stunned weight off them both.
What are you doing here?
You told me to come.
Sniper's right arm had strength enough to help the Duke off it, though its left arm hung at an unnatural angle.
Wish your message had been more specific. Rescue me upstairs or rescue me from falling might have helped.
The Duke winced, trying not to touch a blade of glass which jutted from his arm.
Rescue me? What are you talking about? What message?
Madame's 18 UT sniper, rescue me. The order came through with your executive code. Same message that told us to go through with you-know-what.
You did the hit?
We failed. The police and the Utopians are waiting. They knew we were going to strike. Cato says they must have hired a set.
I sent no such message.
Then it must have been Director Ando or...
Sniper's eyes widened with fear as the second figure who had fallen with its president brushed blood from its familiar face and smiled.
It's over.
Prime Minister Perry!
It was not Sniper who said it first, but one, then a dozen of the crowd whose shock gave way to curiosity.
Sniper?
Mason? Best of
the crowd's eyes migrated up now to the shattered window wall above, where Mason, Chair Kosala, Director Ando, Princess Donna A, Headmaster Faust, the King of Spain, still in Madame's arms, Carlisle Foster, Cray de la Tremoyille, Martin, Dominic, Jehovah, and myself stood in our ruffled suits and skirts and habits bare before the crowd. And before Sniper's floating cameras, which transmitted the image instantly around the world.